This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Students will soon be able to enroll in a doctoral program in climate and human health at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. The program is aimed at developing leaders that can address the health impacts of climate change, like increased respiratory disease rates and the worsening of existing health equity gaps. CU leaders say this program is the first of its kind in the nation. A coalition of environmental groups are asking state regulators to write new rules to limit the public health effects of oil and gas development. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The new petition from environmentalists asks regulators to reconsider how oil and gas development hurts air quality, especially in low-income communities. It proposes new rules like limited fracking during the summer ozone season or a prohibition on new drilling permits. Oil and gas industry representatives have called it the latest, quote, crusade to ban their work through any means necessary. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will take public comments through December 2nd. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A flurry of Colorado ski resorts are opening around the Thanksgiving holiday. Here's CPR Stina Sieg.
It's a big week for ski areas scattered across Colorado's mountains. Beaver Creek already opened Monday, and on Wednesday, the lift started running at Crested Butte and Steamboat. Friday marks the earliest opening day on record for Powderhorn outside of Grand Junction. And on Saturday, Telluride joins the party, as does Howlison Hill, a small historic ski area in Steamboat Springs. Meanwhile, a handful of Colorado resorts are set to open in December. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It'll be cool and breezy this Thanksgiving across the Front Range. After a few light snow showers along the Palmer Divide this morning, expect the rest of the day to be dry. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.